Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
Okay, I'm curious about who, can you tell me who you are? Did you say trimester support?
I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center that serves over 400 companies that sell different products and also have many sites and online. Yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what is going on and what company is charging you?
44224.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for the information. And first and last name, please.
Martha Hall.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And thank you for that. And only to verify that I do have the right person up, may you please verify your address for me?
2847. Progress Park Drive, So, Ohio, 44224.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. I do see that this started on February 5th with a survey that said that you want a neck massager and all you had to do was pay shipping and handling to receive it. Yes, ma'am, and what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that with receiving the free gift, it came along with the subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online gadget store that you can go into to purchase different gadgets. And it also comes along with a $125 gift card. But yes, ma'am, due to the terms and the conditions of that survey that said that you want that neck massager, it came with a subscription of that Factory Direct Savings Store. And that's what that charge. Well, I see that it was declined by your bank back on March.
I was charged again in March.
It declined in March. You was going to get charged, but they declined the charge. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Any charges since then?
No, ma'am. They've been declining charges since then, so that's why I'm going to get you a confirmation number so that they can stop trying to charge you. Yes, ma'am.
How could I make that happen?
I'm canceling it now to prevent any future charges so that they can stop trying to charge your card. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, and let me know whenever you're ready for the confirmation number.
I have a January 31 charge of $125.37. Are there any more charges that I don't know about?
This account started on February 5th with the $7.95 shipping and handling. They haven't charged you. In January, they just been charging they charged the $7.95 and been trying to charge since March, since then, but your bank been declining the charge.
Well, this says PayPal VR outlet and the phone number, and it's a charge on January 31 for $125.37.
Oh, no, ma'am. That's not this company. No, ma'am. What they was trying to charge you was $56.95, and when that didn't go through, they tried to charge you $19.99, and it's been declining by your bank ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that much. Oh, yes, ma'am. This account is canceled to prevent any future charges, effective immediately. Yes, ma'am.
Have I paid anything to this company?
$7.95 shipping and handling. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Would you like that confirmation number?
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie. Oh, excuse me.
258-948-844. So at this point in time, let's see.
Yes, ma'am. You'll have to reach out to your bank to see what you can do about that $125 charge because the website did provide the wrong number for that one. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't see nothing on this account that would charge you $125. The only charge I see is $7.95, and I see where they've been trying to charge you $56.95, but your bank been declining that charge.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for canceling that. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.